We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a little bit before the middle of the Amud. Rav Ashi is coming to say a different teretz on the kasha we had asked before on Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, a gewaldike chumre, that ein kli nitl ela bishvil dover hanitl, and there is no heter of hatzole mitzuye, hatzole she'ene mitzuye. One is not permitted to be metaltel akeli for a dover she'ene nitl. So the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph had asked the kasha on Rav Yitzchak from a baraisa that says person machzeles al gabi keveres dvoirim b'shabbes, that one is permitted to spread out a mat over a beehive, v'chamo mibnei hachamo b'kshomim mibnei hakshomim, that means it seems if it's too sunny or too rainy, this is not good for the beehive. So he's spreading out the machzeles to protect the beehive. And he's permitted to do it. So the Gemara had asked the kasha on Rav Yitzchak, how is one permitted to do such a thing? A beehive is a davar she'ino nitl. Dvorim are dvorim she'inam nitolim. So how is one permitted to spread out a machzeles litzayrich akaveres dvoirem? So the Gemara answered, hocheba mayeskin and dike dvash. In the beehive, there's more than bees there, there's honey there. The honey is a dover hanitl, and therefore he's spreading out the machzeles for the honey. So the Gemara asked the kasha tinach b'mayisachamo. B'mayisachamo, there's honey in the beehive, some amelis, so he's taking the machzeles. He's spreading out the machzeles for the honey. But b'mayisachshomim, b'mayisdelekedvash, ma'ikolameima. That was the Gemara's kasha. What are you going to do, b'mayisachshomim? And this kasha, Rav Ashi is coming to tell us a posha to tell. Rav Ashi yoma, mi kitani b'mayisachhamo u'b'mayisachshomim. Did the Baraisah say that one is permitted to spread out a machzelas b'mayisachhamo b'mayisachshomim? It just says b'chamo mipnei achhamo u'b'kshomim mipnei achshomim. That's saying which season this is. It is saying that if there is a problem of chamo, one is permitted to spread out the machzelas mibnei chamo. It is a problem of kshomim mibnei kshomim. V'yayimei nisin v'yayimei tishrei. So it could be, the Baraisa is speaking about yayimei nisin v'yayimei tishrei. The ikar chamo, the ikar kshomim, the ikar dvash. So there's no problem. There's no Yemaisak Shom. Yemaisak Shom in Taka, one is not permitted, because there's no Dvash in the Keveres. Let us see Rashi. Rav Ashi Yoma, Lo'ilom, Di'ike Dvash Tuve. There's a lot of Dvash in the Keveres. Udekashe Lecho, Yemaisak Shomim. You had a problem, there's no Dvash for Yemaisak Shomim. Miktoni bo Yemaisak Shomim. Does it say in the Baraisa, Yemaisak Shomim? Says Mibnei Akshomim. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Ashi Yoma. So Taisvis says, Mistome Rav Ashi Heishiv Miyad Kein L'Rav Ukvek Shesholoi. We'll look at that Mem Gimedol Amad Aleph. Omalei Rav Ukve Mimeshen L'Rav Ashi. The Gemara answers that he's permitted to spread out the Machzeles because of the Dvash. Tinach B'Moisach Hamo. B'mayisak shomim, the leket vash ma'ika l'meima. So Taisus says, Mistoma ravashi heishiv miyad kein l'ravuk v'ksheshaoloi. He told him this tarit. Ela shesidha rashas tiritz sheloi tchila. First the shas said their own tarits, and then the shas brings down ravashi's personal tarit. V'rashboim er d'shneim heishiv ravashi. The Rashba says that both of these terutzim Ravashi said. Meseches Beye Goras Amalei Lei Nitzlcha Loison Shtei Chaloi. That Bimoisak Shomim there is still Dvash left over in the Kaveres. the two challahs which the dvoirim support themselves the whole winter, al kaponim, we hear here Shitas Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok was the greatest machmer, as we mentioned before, that he held Ein Kli Nittel Elo Bishvil Dover HaNittel, and there's no difference, Hatzolah Mitzuye, Hatzolah Sheina Mitzuye, everything is awesome. Amalu Rav Sheishitz, Huku V'imru Leila Rav Yitzchok. Rav Sheishitz said, go and tell Rav Yitzchok. Kvar Tilgimo Rav Hune L'shmaitech Bebobo. Eishitz Rav Hune Paskin Vei Haloche, and you see that is that he's going l'shitosach, that ain't kli nittel elo bishvil dover hanittel. The Omar Ramune, hoisin mechitze lemeis bishvil chai. One is permitted to make a mechitze lemeis, but if the mechitze is done bishvil chai, ain't hoisin mechitze lemeis bishvil meis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lishmaitech den klinita ala ledavar hanitol." Rav Huna holds like this. Let us see exactly what the case is. Mai, d'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, v'chein tone shili moli. Meis hamutol b'chamen. A meis that is lying in the sun, and that's not too good. If he's going to lie in the sun, there's a chash that he's olul to become musrach, that a bad reich will come out of him. Is boim shnei b'nei odo, v'yoyishmen b'tzidoi. So two people sit on each side of the maze. And they're sitting there, and the sun is beating on them. The sun is beating on the karka that they're sitting on. Cham lahem milamato, so they're sitting on hot karke, so it's getting very uncomfortable. It's getting hot. Ze may be mita v'yoyishivaleh, v'ze may be mita v'yoyishivaleh. So each one brings a mita. So now it's not uncomfortable sitting. The al kaponim, the karke is not hot. They brought a mita. Cham lahem milamailo. But the sun is still beating on them, it's getting very hot now. Milamaila. Meviyim machzeles. So they each one brings a mat. Upensin alayim. And they spread it over themselves. Something similar to an umbrella, but it's a mat. Then, so now they're comfortable. They're protected milamata, they're protected milamaila. But that really is not their intention. Their intention is to protect the mates. Ze zoikev mitosoi. So now each one lifts up his mita. Venishmat vahilachloi. And it seems that the two machzolois, one is braced against the other over the mates. And the mita is supporting the machzelet, and then they leave the maize covered with the machzelet. That zezaykiv mitosay v'nishmat v'hoylech loy, zezaykiv mitosay v'nishmat v'hoylech loy, v'nimtzeis mechitza asuye me'eleho. And the mechitza was made me'eleho, not l'tzeirech hamech. Now let us see Rashi. Meis amutol b'chamo, v'yeshlochu shemo yimayir lasriach, v'yoyishvim b'tzidei al gabe yakal. So they both sit next to the meis. Kidei sheyitztaru mechoyim akarka. We want them to sit there, that they should feel uncomfortable. V'yitztalchu lahavi mitos leishev aleif. Then they'll have to, if they want to continue sitting there, so they'll have to bring mitos. V'amitos yilem mechitza k'dem mesayim v'ozol. Eventually we're going to use these mechitzas for a mechitza. These mitos for a mechitza. Cham lahem lamata min hakarke, sheros chay chamet. Upeirsin aroishan letzeil, demachzolek. How are they permitted to lift up the mitzvah? So from Rashi it seems because this is still a teivosam. The skifas hamitzvah is making a shaded area for them. And when they decide to leave, now we're enjoying the shade. Nishmotim v'hilchem lef. Then they'll leave. But everything was done letzei rechacha. V'davke nokat cham lehem elamato bereishe, sheyaviu amitais liyeshiva bereishe, v'hodo machzeles livresh areyem letzel. V'ich senoise b'yedeim ad la'acher sho, sheyiskefum v'yishmetum. If I'm not mistaken, the Chodesh Aviv says that Emerson, if we would only be thinking about their tayelas, they could bring the machzelas and they'll take care of the lamayla and the lamata. Because as long as they're spreading the machzelas over themselves, so automatically the karka will cool off and there won't be chamma lamayla. So that would be between you and me, that's an eitzah for them, but it's not an eitzah for the mace. So the davke nok at chamla mulamato bereishe, shiviyu amitis li yeshiva bereishe. Hodo machzelas libreish aleim letzel. So the Seder has to be this way. Vo'ich sin oise bi yedeyim. And now they hold the machzelas ad la'achar sho, sheyis kifum v'yishmetu. But the Seder is, they're building an oihel milamaylo lamato. First, the oil is spread out already, and then they're just putting the support of the oil. If a person wants to make a large fire, so the fire was made as follows. They took logs, and they made like a very large square, and then they covered the square on top also with logs. So Be'emison is a shayel of an oyel. So the Gemara says it has to be made as follows. Mila mailo lamato shori. First you have to have a few people holding the logs mila mailo. And then you go and build the mechitzas around it. Avalasuye. So mamelo, so that's muta. So that's not, it's an oyel agoi. And it's shaloi kederech asiyas oyel, so that is permitted. That Rav Huna is a chassid of Rabbi Yitzchok, and he also holds that ein kli nitl elo bishvil dover anit. The Perek Basra Mashme, the Islay Nami la Rav Huna, the Osa Levatel kli mehechonai. Rav Huna holds the Chumra of Rabbi Yosef, the Osa Levatel kli mehechonai. Why? The Porich Anilse de Kama Hosam Ravune. Ravune said such a member. Hoysa behemtai to'une klis chukas. There it's speaking about Misha Hefshet, and his behemah was carrying, he put on all his kalim on the behemah, and the behemah was carrying the kalim, and they walked into the first chotza. So now he has to unload the behemah. So it says, Oysa behemtai to'une klis chukas. If the behemah is carrying klis chuches, and the Gemara explains that these klis chuches were muktzadik kalim, they were kalim which were used to extract blood, they were mos or a kli muktzamachmas chasarin kids, they were muktzadik kalim. Now they have to, the chameir won't carry this kalim the whole Shabbos, tzar balechayim. They have to get this kalim off the chamoyah and the muktzah. So the Mishnah says, what do? The kalim were tied to the chamoyah with a rope. So you untie the rope and the kalim fall. So by other kalim, there's no problem. But here we have klis chuches. So if they're going to fall, you won't have klis chuches anymore. So Rav Huna said, maybe karim v'kastai, so may miach tachteim. He tells the chameir, have 5 minutes more patience, I'll unload you soon. But first we have to go and bring some karim v'kastai to cushion the fall of the klis chuches. That's what you do. Frag the gemore, wo kome vatel kli mehechonai. How is he permitted to do that since the klis chuches are Bukze, so now these kalim v'kastis will become is mevatel kli mehechonai, because he won't be able to be metaltel the kalim v'kastis anymore, because there's mukze on top of them. Umeshani, so the Gemara answers b'shlifi zutri, the kli schuchis which are in small packages, it's not very heavy. And he'll be menayer the kli schuches from one car to the other car till it goes on the floor. That means it's not mevatel kli mehechonai, because he is an eitzer through neil to get rid of the kalim and to be able to use the car in the kastik. That he is able to be menayer the car in the kastik. They do not become abosis, even though he wanted that it should fall on the kolim v'kastis. So there are a few tirutzim why it is that way. The shittas Baal HaMoir is, and the Magen Avraham say a very interesting halacha, that the whole din of abosis is only if it became a bosses, only if the mukta was on at Erev Shabbos. Then ben ashmoshis, then it becomes a bosses. It becomes alone a chefza of mukta. But if the mukta fell on it, the mukta was put on it, after ben ashmoshis, so it does not become a bosses. You're not allowed to carry it now because you're carrying the mukta. But Niyah will be mutter. If you want to shuckle off, the mukze in order to be able to use the karim v'kastis, that is permitted. Meir in the kechidish, that the holding bosses is only bein hashmoshes. The Ritve on that gemara says a different teretz. Kiven shalai hinicham sham v'shabes ela lefi shah kidei latzilom mishmira ba'alme. It wasn't put down that it should be on it. It was only that it should cushion the fall. So that is not considered a bosses. So memele, so it doesn't become a bosses. In memele, it's not mevatel kli meyechoni, because it's biyodi to be menaya. That means he could chuckle it off. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha on Rav Huna, mevatel kli meyechone, and the Gemara answers, no, v'shlifi zutri, that means if it's shlifi rabrevi, the very heavy packages, you can't be menaya. It's laying on it, and with the near alone, you can't chuckle at all. But since it's shlifi, zutri, so mele, you could be menayir it, so it's not, so you could still use the karam v'kastis, there's no bittul kli mehechon. So mele, so Taisva says, al kaponim, the Gemara esta kasha, and Ravuna mavatul kli mehechon, so we see that Ravuna holds both halachas, en kli nitul, elabish vil dover anitul, and also, the halacha of mavatul kli mehechon, all chumras he holds. Bim taima, fektaisvis, akati tikshalei hosa. But there's another problem, which the Gemara over there ignores. The Rav Hunis savar hochedein klinitl elo ledover hanitl. So Mamela is a different problem. How can he bring the korim vekastis towards that the klischuchis, which are mukse, should fall on them? He's only bringing the korim vekastis for the kli mukse. And kli nitl alo ledover hanitl. And the kli schuchis anare dover hanitl. V'yeshleima, so Taisa says, that problem, the mighty b'tzorich l'mkoymoy. And that we learned yesterday, that if a person picks up a keli shel heter, because he needs the mokoym, so the netile is not l'tzorich dover sheine nitl. The netile is l'tzorich mekoymoy, which is mutter. Later there's only a hailoch and not a netile. So he's permitted to be meilach after he was neitel the keli. He's permitted to be meilach it for a dover shein in it. Vim toima v'chiporich leihosa. Later the Gemara asks Akasha, Mehi doise behem toitune tevel vashoshis. The Gemara asks, there doise behem toitune tevel vashoshis. So there it says there's a problem. It's going to break. The Gemara says that he has to, the Ashoshis is going to break, and he has no Eitzel. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Huna, why doesn't he have an Eitzel on being Korim Vekastis? So, Taisus, Leimed the Mairi, Be'ein Tzorich L'mkoymai. Let him say it then. If there's another problem there, there's a problem of Enkli Nitel Aladovar Anitel. And here we're making an akim to that. That here it's talking about tzorich l'mekayim, so there it's talking about ain't tzorich l'mekayim. Yishloim rav amotzi l'shnu yeyochi. He could have said that steret. Doch anami amotzi l'shnu yebishlifli rav revi. That he can't be menayere. So there's another problem of mavatok li meyachone. The Gemara says the third teret. Sol nishto yisterut. Al koponim. So this was one teret. That on the problem of enkli nitl, ella bishvil dover hanitl, we have to say that the Gemara is speaking about tzorich mekayim. V'rim etaretz, the iser, the enkli nitl, ella ledover hanitl, shori heiche de ike hefsed merube. The Ri says a shtik teire. That this din is, the din enkli nitl, ella ledover hanitl, is only if there's only a hefsed mu'ud. If there's a hefsed merube, it is mutter. Yeah. V'chein mashme de kama hosso, ma'u de teime ki heiche de lefsed merube chashoshu, so lefsed mu'et also chashoshu, mashme chashoshu v'tiru l'taltu av l'dovo sheine nitol. Dama chashoshu lahatrim lo'i zeho isa. The Gemara says later, I would think just like for Hefsed Meruba they were Mekel, for Hefsed Mut they'd also be Mekel. So must it's Hefsed Mut and not Mekel. What? Where do we see a Heter Bechlau by a Hefsed Meruba? The Gemara only says over there that he brings Korim Vekastois for the Klis Chuchit. The Gemara asks the Kashe Zvato Kli Me'echonois, so the Gemara says he's Menayer. So it's, there's no Chashoshu, there's no Heter, you won't matter anything. The Gemara says, Chashoshu. So, Vayistais Vakelt, you were matter. You were matter the problem that Taisus asked over here. That Enkli Nital Bishvil Dovo, Ella Bishvil Dovo Hanitl. But there they were Mekel before because of a Hefsed Merube. So I would think Hefsed Mu'at would also be Mekel. So Mo says, no, Hefsed Mu'at, they weren't Mekel. Cham Lahem Milamata. Taima. B'loishum Choyim. Why do you have to wait till it gets hot? and it gets uncomfortable for these two people. My iser ike sheyevoyu kol echod mito leishevoleh, and you have to say, it's not tishabov, it's Shabbos. So vakel, so why can't they bring a mita stamazoi? Well, why have to wait for the cham? Let them each come to, with a mita right away. Leishevoleh. Vesu amai maisi bereishe mita vahodem achzeles. Yamtinu at sheyechem lehem gamel amayla v'yeviyu mita yisu machzole yisyachat. Maybe the Chodesh Shavuot says it on this, on the face of Kashi. They'll bring machzole yis, they're out of luck already. So my mail, then they don't to bring mita yis. But they say that they can bring mita yis tamazot. V'nira da'achmo rabonon lemevet hakei reshu letzoyre chai kol kamet ha'efsho lemevet. That means it has to be boiled. That if they're not doing this for the mace, doing this for themselves. Therefore, it's with a seder. First, it's chamlem, then chamam lemaylo. So, kaponim, it should look like it's being done with seder chachai. Upersen aleyem, and then zezeike, bavke bichiyai gavne, kemoyshe perish chashi. Havel mimato lemaylo, but the other way around. First, to be zeikev the mita, and then to be paidus to machzelus, also mishemoyl, k'namrini v'meivi kaviyayin. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, midoiroso, if a person wants to make a midoire, milamaylo lamato shori, milamato lamaylo also. V'chein beyoso, this is also, someone wants to put an egg on a tripod, so it's also, tanin of asiyas ha'oyol, he's being mile over a moke. The same thing, he's making an oil with a kdeira, the chen chavisa, puria, or he's making a bed. So also, everything is milamaila lamata. Ho damrine, bamoitzi tfilin, gabi dichi de ravune, also le kami de rav. He came to rav. Om alei zil kroich budye v'shaye botefa. Rav Huna had a problem. Rav Huna owned a lot of eilim, and the Gemara says the eilim suffered very much from the elements. So by day he used to take a budye, which was a type of an awning, and used to spread it over the eilim, that they should be protected from the heat. By night it was very stuffy, so Mamela, he rolled up this budye, and they were exposed to the fresh air. That was Givaldik till Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, he comes to Rav, what's going to be Shabbos? What's going to be with the Yele? So Rav told him an eitz as follows. Zil kroich budye. Now this awning, roll it up, but v'shaya bo tefach, but leave over, it should be spread out a tefach over this mokke. L'mochol pashtu, tomorrow you'll spread it out further. So what's the heta? Moisif al oyel aroyu, this is a hoisofe an a oyel aroy, that means it was already an oyel erev Shabbos. It was a tefach. He's not making an oyel. He's only adding on to an oil. Moisev al oil aroyu. You moisev an oil aroyu. Bishapel dom. Ava beloy shiyu. Awesome. But if he would not be Mishayah Erev Shabbos, to spread out the whole thing in Shabbos, it's awesome. So Taisi is a kasha. Taisi doesn't understand. Our Gemara says, as long as milamayla lamata, as long as you start milamayla, it's okay. So memayla, so why did he have to, there is a psanud reidel, that is already, the oil was made, you're only adding on to the oil. Why? And our Gemara, the Chatchili can make an oil, and all those other Gemaras, Midoirosa, as long as you start Milamailo, there's no problem. That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says, Haina Mishum Shamachitze Satachtoine Seye Kvara Suyis. Because there was a different problem. The mokim, where they spread out the budye, the mechitzas were there already. So it was So a kochach had to be melamata lemaila. That means the lamata was there already. So the maila there, we needed a new heta of to make first a oil tefach, and then your meisif al oil arot. Imoye peirish alei, imoye ois oil kinderech, lase soil. Because that'll be melamata lemaila. So the maila, therefore there, you had to have this heta of meisif al oil arot. Now, Taisus asks a different kash on Ravun. We have here Ravune. Ravuna holds that ain't clean nitl, ella bishvil dovar anitl. Ah, for gav the Ravune islay hoche, the ain't clean nitl, ella the dovar anitl. That you cannot be mitaltal, a keli, only letzairach dovar anitl. And here he's spreading out the budye letzayrich the behemoths. So Taisus says, Masha yemoisef lamocha leichoshev tiltul. Tiltul is called I'm picking up something. I'm just schlepping it further. That does not fall into the category of tiltul. Oishema hayu mishimim shamada. Or maybe, if there were, maybe this taka problem. So they called someone there. We should picture this. It's a Shabbos, a place in Paran Shalom, Sanachim Shalom. We called someone, but that's Elzef Tzu. We have to have we have to have a Zin in the Bahamas. We have to spread out the awning. But in order to spread out the awning, Eikli Nitzel Elvish will dove on Nitzel. See, why you to stand there also together with the Bahamas? Come to the Shreimel and the Bekachir together with the Bahamas. Ah, says, hey, stop. Oh! So then he goes and schleps out the awning for the other. I'm doing it for him, not for the behemoth. Inami mishum hefsed merubi sharik in the pishon leil. But Taisa said we said a new yisod that letzayrech hefsed merubi is mutter. So mamela, there was a hefsed merubi for the behemoth. The Ritva says an interesting teretz. And Betzim Rabbi Kivege Tzeichen Tzu, that Taisva says this Teretz weiter. The Ritva says, Inami behemis dover hanitl shivi. A behemis called a dover hanitl. Kivin sheyochel lan higom biyodoy. You can move them around, you can control them. Yod asher kanei v'chamere buzbolom, kerev, they'll listen to you. Yochel amida biyoda. So that's called a dover hanitl. A very interesting musik. L'chayr, it's very modern. We learned yesterday, afroichim are not called a dover hanitl. We had a problem yesterday. Taisma says, kaif nesasal, l'chayr, the afroichim. Maybe this is Lushitosi al Tziche, but L'chayre, the Pashas, it would seem that Afchoichem are not called a Dover Hanitl. But could be Afchoichem, you can't be, Afchoichem are young chickens, you can't be manning them. You can maybe push them off the sal or scare them off, but to be manning them, to control them, could be Afchoichem is not under his control. Abahem is under his control. So Memela Kairalovi Bo, that's called Adovar Hanitl. A Bahima is called Adovar Hanitl. So to be metalto, Abudya Lutzer, Bahima is called is Nitl Bishvil Dovar Hanitl. Vinishma Vahilachloy. The Ain Sorich, he lets go of the Machzelis and it falls on the meter. Vahilachloy. Vin Sorichli Shur Sham Tachasam Oyel. Kadeshi Yenirish and Nasa Bishvil Chai, given the Bishas Asiya Yenirish Aisa Bishvil Chai, she doesn't have to stay there. Doesn't have to stay there, it's permitted. Oh. Zezaikiv Mitosai, Taimalari. The hoche leishori ella bishvil chai, the perik misha tziyu tanya, zoike vestamito, peiris ala sadim shlei tipo lacham ala meis valo ichle. This problem that there was already, it was a fourth mechitza, and there was already schar. And so, Mamel, it's only a Taisus oil. So, Mamel, there's no problem about Asiyas oil. Zaykev es amita, Peiris ala asadim, after the mita. Avo mikomok efektar Taisus, nitala keili vishvil meis. Yishloim adosam nami lo yishoyel abinyin, shoyim ekan, shoyse vishvil kai, inemi, inami, shiyesh oichlim im hameis. That goes together. Peiris ala asadim, shiloy tifel hachamo, al hameis v'yal oichlim. It's not another case. It's oichlim together with the mace, so you're being peiris, the oil, the tzairich oichlim, that's called adover hanif. Talk to Gemara Vait. Itma, meis hamutal b'chamo. Av Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hoifchai Mimita Lemita. So you want to get the mace out of the chama. It's in your way. It's Hoifchai Mimita Lemita. So you take 2 meters and you menayer the mace from 1 meter to the other meter. That is a tilpul minatzah. You're not metalpul the hedge of the mace, but it's a tilpul minatzah. Rav Chanina bar Shlemya Mishmei de Rav Oma Meiniach Olav Kiker Oitinei Umetalpala. No, that's not permitted. Meiniach Olav Kiker Oitinei Kimetalpala. So the Gemara says, Hey, Chedike Kiker Oitinei Kolam Oloi Bligi de Shor. If there's a Kiker Oitinei, there's no machlokes of a Kiker Oitinei Kizmut. A Kiker Oitinei Kizichamut. If Ligi the last life, the Machlaikis is, if there's no Kikir Aitinik around, so now is Tilpul Minatzad Mutter. Mar Sova Tilpul Minatzad Shmei Tilpul, or Mar Sova Loi Shmei Tilpul. Is that is the Machlaikis? Rav is Machma, Rav says only Kikir Aitinik is Mutter. But if there's no Kikir Aitinik, it's Fafala. And Shmuel says there's an eitzah of mimita lamita. So there's a Rabbi Kimeika and Gilyan Ashad. Ki pligi delesle. There's no kikya vetinik. Koshali. Amai loihave hamita atzmoi bemokim kikya reitinik. So Rabbi Kimeika did not understand the Gemara. The Gemara says there's no kikir aitinik. Fine. There's no kikir aitinik, I'll buy it. But I'll kapon him, there's a mita. So the mita is equivalent to the kikir aitinik. So mamela, so what's that less like? That's not the Kevegas kasha. Vayim ogen avrom simin shin ches if kot nun alef. Kof alef is a grai. The tzorchi in God. So let us understand Rabbi Kivegas Kashe, and let us see what other Achrayim say Rabbi Kivegas Kashe. So, Rabbi Moshe Zechayna Levroche and Dibris Moshe says as follows. That Mistame, Rabbi Kivegas understood what's the lomdis of Kikya Vetini. We have a heter, the one is permitted to be metaltal ameis, ayidei Kikya Vetini. What is that? What is the lomdus? The lomdus is given the meiniach olav kikir aitinik. So he's not being metaltal only a meis. He's metaltal also a davar hetter. So Rabbi Kivege asks, so why do you need a kikir aitinik? If you have a mita, you also have metaltal a davar shel hetter. The mita is not a bosses. Will be a bosses, so how could you be menayer the mace? Hakochas, the meat is not a bosses. Why isn't the meat a bosses? Either speaking about he died in Shabbos, on the meat, so it's called shochach, it's not called, they didn't put down a mace on the meat, it's a din of shochach. or different cheshbonos who was put down the das to take off in Shabbos. Bekitzel, the mita is not a bus. So Ramosha says, "Mestamer Rabbi Kivegi learned pshat that the whole heter of kika v'tinik is that you're not being metaltal only adava muktze. In the tiltal is adava heter also." So the Ramosha says that doesn't English that time. Well, what's that a heter is not? I mean, metaltal abeis, and I'm also being metaltal adava heter. But what kind of a heter is this? Agavuche. Let me tell you over the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah is mevayer the heter of kikar v'tinik, Mishnah Berurah says may niach olov oy etzloy kikar v'tinik umetaltala ima. You put the kikar v'tinik next to the mate. Let's speak about next to the mate. The lav minker kolkach tiltul muktzer. Not nikke, but you give me metaltal mukta, because there's a kike betinik also. It seems the Mishnah Berurah also learned like that. Doch HaShulchan says, she'eini metaltal ha-meis levado. He's not only carrying the meis, he's carrying something together with the meis. It seems they learned that that is the lomdus. There's such a lomdus. Ha-meis ha-tainis, ha-meis ha-tam. Gerecht ha-kit, schwer to understand. Of Al Kapana, that was the cooler. Ich trug. I'm not only being metaltal mukta, I'm being metaltal a kike and a mace. But minke kol kach tiltal mukta. But Ramosha says, no, that's napsha. So Ramosha says, and Agabucha the Rishas also says the same shtick to you. So he says, kiven da kike vatinik munochim olov. Since the kikar and tinik are lying on the maize, it's also not so poshut. Because mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah says you can put it etzloy. But let's go with Ramosha. Since the kikar and tinik is lying on the maize, nechshav kimetaltal as a kikar and tinik v'loy kimetaltal as a maize. So it's considered like he's carrying. So the maize becomes a tuffle to the kikar v'tinik, and it's considered he's carrying the kikar v'tinik. The meis nechshav kituffle la kikar v'tinik. And he brings a meiridike marshal, and the Rishash brings the same marshal. The Gemara says further in Hilchas Haitzah, the din is if a person carries a chai, a person, Reuven carries Shimon. So he's potom in a teira because chai noise is atzvay. What if this chai is sitting in a chair, and he carries him with the chair? So the chai on the chair, there should be an iso, the rice of itso. So the Gemara says, no, he's potter on the chair also, because the chair is a tuffle to the person. And the person is not a double, that is an iso itso. So memeila, so it's potter minatoire. Because, so that means the same thing the Gemara says, if a person carries out peiris, that do not have a shira itzo, and the peiros are in a keli, so he's also potter, because the keli is a nitpal to the peiros, and the peiros don't have a shira, so that's not called itzo. So Rav Moshe, so memeila, so that's the lomdus. So the zikha was a kula. The kula was to consider the mace a bread box for the kika. That's the chiddush. Who makes a mace a bread box for the kika? Aber al kopot, that was the cooler. But it's going with a lomdus now. But after the lomdus is that this is a nitbal. This is a nitbal. So it's considered I'm carrying a tinik al yidei hameis. I'm carrying a kicker al yidei hameis. So just like in Hilchas Haitzah, there's such a musig that you look at the iker and the other thing is a nitbal. So memela, the same thing applies. The same thing applies by a mace and a kika, but that was the cooler. Agavulche, the Ritva here, in our sugya taki says Rav Moshe's lomdus. She'oisa ha-mace, tofel the kika v'ilatinik. He says, claw like this, but that's the lomdus of kika v'tinik. So the male is like, Rav Moshe, that's the lomdus. So he says, so what's Rabbi Kivegir's kasha on the mita?
The Gemara says there's no kikya v'tinik. Fregt Rabbi Kiverge, but there's a mita. So Rav Moshe says the mita. The mita is verkehrt. You carry him there. The ikir is you carry him the meis al yedei hamita. So you're carrying a mita. There's a dinilogava. You see what's on top? Whatever's on top, that's what you're carrying. So if there's a kikya on top of the meis, it's considered you're carrying a kikya al yedei hamita. If there's a mita. There's a meter underneath the maze, so it's called you kind the maze, how you day meter. So the mainly time is, it's bechlal not shver, abekivege's kasha. So I told Ian what abekivege is. That's how Rabbi Shah puts it down. Agav uche, even though we mentioned the vira, the Mishnah Berura, does not seem to learn that is the lomdus of kikah v'tinik, but this yisod, that the mita becomes a tuffle to the mace and it becomes bottle to the mace, it seems he's also noches. Because later in Simen Shin Yod Aleph in Bir Aloche, the Mechaber brings down a aloche as follows. The whole problem of kikir v'tinik, that you need a kikir v'tinik, to the Mechaber brings down a yeshayimah, that's dafke, if the mace does not have any clothes. If the mace has clothing, so mamela eloch a kikivatini godl mizeh. So you have a kikivatini. He has clothing, so I'm carrying the clothing. So the biraloche tain is as follows. Valech shiva tfeila loy ubbeteila legabe. In kein kosh kein bibgoda, shulovish vehemato. So mamela, so the Magen Avraham wants to tine that the begodim don't become bottle because they're going to take them off. So the bir aloche tine is the meat is also not going to go together with the maize. These, you have two meters over here. They're not, also not going to go together with the maize. Afal pikein, it's called betelaloi, tveilaloi. So he tine is, so the begodim also should be called tveilo betela legabe. Al koponim, that's the shaila. Rabbi Kiverge shaila and the Terutzim what they answer on the shaila. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that the machloikis of Shmuel and Rav is speaking about that he does not have a kikar atinik. Is he permitted to be metaltal the mace al yedei with two mitas? Oivchay mi mita la mita. Shmuel holds tiltum in atzad loy shmei tiltul, and Rav holds tiltum in atzad shmei tiltul. That kipligi, the last light, marsova tiltum in atzad shmei tiltul, or marsova loy shmei tiltul. So the Gemara asks, lema kitanoi, this shayla is a machlokes tanoi. We learned in the Baraisa, ein matzil nesameis mipnei hadleike. There's a fire burning, and if you won't get him out of the smoke game, he's going to get burnt. Is a matzuna sameis mened like a foul. He's mukta. On Rabbi Yudah ben Loki, shamati shematzuna sameis mened like him. So the Gemara asks as follows: Hey Chidon, idike kikerei tinik. My time at the Tanakh come. Why shouldn't you be matzul? Idaleke. My time with Rabbi Yudah ben Lokish. What happened? You have to be metaltal. Hello, la, vitaltal minatzat, please. So, mistom, you do not have a kikya vitinik, and you have two meters. The marsov, vitaltal minatzat, shmeitiltal, the tanakam, and marsov, loy shmeitiltal. So, machloik is tanoi. So, the Gemara says, loy, the kulam, vitaltal minatzat, shmeitiltal. The zicher, an isser, tiltal. So in our shaila, if it's munach bechame, no one will be mata. Everyone knows like Rav. Hainu taime, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish that was meikul al yedei tilto min atzad. Because Blake is different. The mitoich she'odom bohul al meisoi. A person is bohul al meisoi. Iloi shoris lai osi lechabuye. If you won't be mata, he'll be mechabe b'meizit. He sees the mace in front of him, he's going to burn. So memele, so you have to be matter. you have to be matter reistis tiltum min atzad. Either were matter tiltum min atzad. There's a machlekes harishayim over here. If only tiltum min atzad they were matter, and if you don't have any mitis, they weren't matter at all. Or if they were matter even tiltum muktzah behedye, if you don't have any mitis. Als des gzeire lesharis leosi lechabuye. Others ask a kasha. I think the Ritva asks the kasha, and it will be mechabe versus we paskin like Reb Shimon. That's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. So let him be mechabe. Sometimes they have the rabbonans. What's different? This the rabbonan than this the rabbonan. So the Ritva says a yisod. The rabbonan of kibui is much more chomul than other the rabbonans, because in yisod kibui is a potential malacha de yeraisa. No, boss, no, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. So one cannot build from this. Could be aces. Other than rabbonon, they were mekel, but kibui, which is be'etzem, a potential malacha shein tzricha legufe, which is be'etzem a malacha. No, in this case, since he's not mechaven, for the problem, it's ain't tzricha legufe. So this the Rabbonon was more chama. This Rabbonon is more chama. Therefore, they were not matter. This the Rabbonon. Tachsimet Veran also has to mention a similar svara. With this, Rabbi Kiveger asks a kasha on the Gemara daf Membeis on Medalev. The Gemara proved that Shmuel holds that a malacha she'ein tzricha legufe is chayev. Because the Gemara says, because if there's a gechela shalaitz, if there's a gechela shalaitz, he's not permitted to be mechaber. Avaloi gechela shalaitz. And if he holds a malacha shein tzricha legufe is mutter, so he should be matar afilu shalaitz nami. So if I try to be keveger, what's the kasha? Could be heistis, samuzei ad rabbonon, he would be meikel. But a malacha shein tzricha legufe is more chamo. So how did the Gemara prove? We see that there's chumras over here, a malacha shein tzricha legufe. So maybe that's how we can make this kasha. So it could be Shmuel holds malacha shein tzricha legufe is only osami the rabbonon. Afal pikein, they weren't matter it, since be'etzim, it's a malacha de reis, it's a potential malacha de reis. In this case, because of his kavonis, he's not chayiv. So such things they didn't want to play around with. They didn't give it an in of a posha to the Rabbonim. Omar Avasi, Omar Rav Yehuda ben Shilom Arvasim Rav Yechanin, Alochik Rav Yehuda ben Lokish b'meis. That Lamaisa we pass like Rav Yehuda ben Lokish, that one is, that so comes out the Maskona Tultum and Atzad, Shmei Tultum, but the Mokim Blake they were making. Zot Rashi. Oivchai mimita lamita ad shemegiel etzel. Min atzad, that's kelache yat. He's not being metaltal behedye. Idaleke vamatzil on the kamar av yudah ben lokish the metaltal lehedye hu. My time with Rabbi Yudah. El alav min atzad u de koshov. You see, that's the machloikis. So Moshe says, lo yishor islai, avu b'mutal b'cham, lo yishor. Zog Toysu. The kula alme tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. The nishmat v'hoiluch loy ve'itzoich lishor sham tachas ha'oil kidei she'yenire shenasa b'shvil chai. He doesn't have to stay there. Even the b'shas ha'siya ha'yenire she'oise b'shvil chai. So that already is sufficient. He does not have to remain there. The Kula, Rashi says, Luch sheyirtzu nishmotim. I'm just wondering if Rashi is chaylik on Teisves. Rashi says, V'nishmat v'ayluch of Teisves, he leaves right away. And Luch sheyirtzu, Rashi, what I'm saying is, given they stay there a little bit. Luch sheyirtzu nishmotim v'ahuchaman. Al kaponim, let us see the next Teisves. The Kula alme tiltu min atzad shmei tiltu. Nirelari, dechein halach. Lalocha we paskin tiltul min atzad is also considered tiltul muktze, and it is also. Midalai koma, the Gemara just wanted to be matche, the Gemara could have been matche fakert. The Gemara said, the kulalme, loishmei tiltul. If everyone holds, loishmei tiltul. The chigoin, is it would be permitted, chigoin, the lekikikivetimik. Ve'ein le'ela mita achas. The The time the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish mitar shadam bo. The Gemara could have been miyashif account also that everyone holds its mutter, but he only have one mitzvah, so it won't help the situation. Elo mishum de hilchus the shmei tiltul naketoch. So lachis akwi paskin tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul. The koshalari, the bereish kol akelim, posik rab nachman, rab lezer ben tadoi, the kosova lo shmei tiltul. He paskins like rab lezer ben tadoi. Rab lezer ben tadoi is speaking about that a person had a peiri that was completely covered with Tevin, speaking about Te'enim, that they were not ripe, so they used to go and cover them with Tevin. And that used to ripen them. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi says, in Shabbos, one is permitted to take out this Te'ena. How do you do it? You stick a needle into the Te'ena, you lift it up, and the Tevin falls to the side. Tevin is Muktzeh. No, you're permitted to do it because it's tiltul min atzad. I'm taking out the tain and the tevin automatic memela falls. That's tiltul min atzad in this mutter. So frekteri tzmeiridik modne. Here we paskin. It would seem we see that we paskin tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul, and there we paskin loy shmei tiltul. Va'oid koshen derav aderav. It's a stirim rav. The whole Sovar Shmei Tiltul, the Seif Perik Toilin, Omri Beirav, Tiltul Minatzad, Loi Shmei Tiltul. Now this Beirav. Beirav means the Yeshiva of Rav, the Talmidim of Rav. So Memeilu L'Cheire, one could go and say, Nu, Kashe, this is Rav, this is Beirav. Und beducht der Achite Porich mit der Rav, a Omri Beirav. So Teisus says, no, mach nicht kein Redlich. The Gemara seems that these two should be consistent. Rav and Bei Rav should hold the same. Beperik Hashel, Beperik Beisku, Matzrich, Milse, the Rav, or the Omri Bei Rav. The Mamei Satzrichese. So Memeilus, I have a stire. Oy, Amai Oso Rav, Hochetul Tominatzad. It's a Mishnah. Pasnam beperik noitul moi shal gabi yakar. If money was forgotten on the pillow, menayir esakar. So you shake off the money from the pillow. Vehein noiflis. Vehein shopi yachobis. Mata al tzido. Umuki lo rav hosam b'sheicheyach. That he forgot the money on the car. If he had put it the kavon on the car, so then the car becomes a bosses, the pillow becomes a bosses. So it's mamish muktzeh. So he can't touch the pillow because it's a bosses. But if he forgot it on the car, so it never became a bosses. So the pillow was not muktzeh. So then he's permitted near. That's still to me not sad. Al v'niach nasa bosses l'dover osa. So here Al Kochich is speaking about that this mace died in Shabbos, so it's called Shecheyach. He wasn't put down. He wasn't put down Bekavona and the Mita. Or else, according to Shmuel, there also wouldn't be a Heter. The whole Dover should die to Elitloy B'Shabbos, Loyla Nichei Kola Shabbos. So the Mashal explains that Taisus means as follows. Nafilu, you'll say that he died Erev Shabbos, this person. He was put down on the mitzvah. So Kochach is speaking about, they have a problem. So why isn't the mitzvah bosses? So you have to say that it is speaking about that when the mace was put on the mitzvah, it was put on with an intent not to remain there the whole Shabbos. And if it was put there not to remain there a whole Shabbos, it never becomes a bosses. Or else what's Pshat and Shmuel? Afilu meiniyeh choshev kecheyach. Ki ahi demenayer es ha-kisui, vehem noiflois, afal pi shebemiskaven kisa bedovo shein initu. This then is, a person is matmin, erev Shabbos, with gizei tzema. Let's say a person is a hat pot, and he wants to be matmin the pot, and he's matmin it with gizei tzema, which are mukze. And the pot is covered completely erev Shabbos. So, bekavone, he put the tzema on the pot. Afal pikein, in Shabbos, he's allowed to lift up the cover, and he's menayer as a kisi v'ein noifleis. Afal pishem is kavon kisi b'dovo sheinein it. He was mechasa the pot with a dvar mukze. So how is it mutter? So al kochach it's mutter. Because when he covered the pot, he didn't have an intent that the pot should be covered the whole Shabbos, and then it becomes a bosses. So al koponim, so Tosfos says, Akash, let's forget about the Lishitosoi and the Amri Beirav. So Tosfos is enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if there's money on a car, and the car never became a bosses, so a male one is permitted to be menai of the car. And here, Tzicha speaking about, for one of two reasons, the mitzvah didn't become a bosses, El Shmuel wouldn't be matter. So a male, so why is Rav asking? There's enough in the Mishnah. Vafilu Rabbon and the Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi Shori b'chi haigavne d'ochet. The Shori Pagash et mina betevin v'charosh et mina begecholim imigulam mikzoso. B'mechusa Kula pligi, Rabbi Lezer Shefel Mechusa Kula, the Teich of Bekush, Ay Bekalka. Taisu says the Rabbonon, who thinks that Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi, the whole machlokes is, if this paina was completely covered. But if the paina was not completely covered, you can lift up the paina alone. Everyone is mighty, you can lift up the paina. So the Ritva explains over there, even though when you lift up the paina, so the tevin will come together, will fall together. So it's also a tiltul min atzad. Aval pikein, as long as it's megula, it's mutter. So Taisa says, everyone knows tiltul min atzad is mutter. And all of a sudden, we have a whole sugi, tiltul min atzad is us. Va'oimari, so Taisa says, amir adiki yisot, which we pass in la'aloch. The yesh l'chalik, the hocha iker ha tiltul l'tzoyrech meis. Here, the tiltul min atzad is, we want to move the mace. We want to be metal to the mace. So memele tiltul minatzad litzoyrich dover hamukze is also. Vleidomi lechol hanu. But all these cases that we had mentioned till now, sha'oi se'ikirat tiltul litzoyrich ka. There was money forgotten on the pillow. He wants to sleep on the pillow. Shina b'shabes tainuk. Now there's money there. So he's menayer, the pillow, in order to be able to sleep on it. So there is a tiltul min atzad, letzayrich dover hamutter. He wants to be able to sleep on the pillow. Letzayrich ka, v'chovis. There was an even al piya chovis. He wants to drink the wine in the chovis. So he has to get rid of the stone. Loy letzayrich mois v'even. There they're speaking about he's lifting up the te'ene that is covered with tevin. So there it's a tiltul min atzad letzoyrech ha'te'ene. So there everyone is moided that it's mutter, if it's not mechusa legamri. But here it's letzoyrech ha'meis. Letzoyrech ha'meis is awesome. Afilu betiltul the mei sheyesh lesa yaisa mishal tiltul min atzad ki the perishes shari shmu. We see that Shmuel was meikel afilu tiltul min atzad letzayrich dover hamukta. So Shmuel is gomek. Like Tosfos, I have a problem. B'soif ametoynim omar Shmuel hai sakin de beinei ulvi a sakin that was stuck into a wall between the rows of the bricks in the wall. So he wants to take it out in Shabbos. So we're afraid if it's tightly stuck in, we'll see Rashi Lamshat. By pulling it out, there'll be Dvorim Shel Muksa which will fall out. That means it's, if it's tied in, so as soon as he pulls it out, some offer will fall. So dotso, he sticks it in before Shabbos. Vishalfon, he takes it out. So then he sticks it in again. So then there's already a broader space in the wall. So therefore, when he takes it out, there won't be any, nothing will be falling. There won't be any total muktzah. V'iloi, osa. Upeirish bekuntres lekamon, the osa mishum total minatzah. So it's osa total minatzah. So lecheir is the chashrek. Es a shmul of all people. Should be chayish v'tultu minatzah. That's a tultu minatzah l'tzeich dover amutah. And he asks, and here it's l'tzeich dover amukze in his matter. V'chein koshe, the Rav Huna Omar Hosom, hai slikuste, dotzo, the slikuste is a esev, that is meriach, is a very nice chaya. He used to stick it into earth, and when moment it smelt, he used to take it out of the earth and smell and put it back. Also the same problem. Dotsa v'sholfa v'oda dotsa shoy v'lavos. Im kein osa tultu minatzad. O besoif toilim omri beirav tultu minatzad lo ishmei tultu. V'omri de gemore, v'omri beirav heine rav hunde, k'meishim mefosha benetam, besoif erkama de sanhedra. So al kaponim we have a stire in Shmuel, and a stire in Rav Huna. The nire l'ri, so Taisus disagrees with Rashi. The Rav Huna and Shmuel loy osri osa mishum tiltul min atzad. Not the way Rashi says pshat in the sugya there. Elo mishum shemei sirofor marchi vagume. If it was in tight by schlepping it out, he's taking out some earth and he's making a bigger hole. By the dairel mine begume nocte. Umoisiv mea taime lefes its nines, dosim lefes its nines, lav dotsu visholfe. So kaponim the shaila is als binyan. That is the shaila. That he's making a gume. So that's also. Umoisiv mea taime lefes its nines. What's the kash? The stam lefes its nines, lav dotsu visholfe. Lachi choshi vashast yufte. Travun ishmul havi yodi lo de masnisni besay de zroim al de doch you look me bedotze vishalfa. Vashast lo nech le look me hochi ve medis bet yufte. But al kaponim so taisvi says that the iser is not al stilfum in atzad. The iser is al tzbinyin. Mitoich she odam bol al meisoy ilay sharis lay osi lechabuyeh. So here it says that if you won't be matter, it'll be mechaber. V'avol gav the gav imomin amrin in ipre. The Gemara says punktfaker. The Gemara says if one is permitted to tell a goy to be mechaber, so the Gemara says he's not permitted. Ishor islay osi lechabuye. If you'll permit him to do something to tell a goy to be mechaber, so he mechaber himself already. So lechayre, so there's a psafaker to psychology over here. Here the Gemara says, if you won't be matter, osi lechabuye. There the Gemara says, if you will be matter, osi lechabuye. So, what lemaisa will happen? So Taisus says like this: Hainu mishum she'em itztayer al mamoinoi k'moy al meisa. A mace is attached to the mace, the money. No. The ishor is lay. So by moment, the ishor is lay. Mitoich shei torad lahatzel. If will become involved, yishkach shayoyim shabbos. V'yovi lechabis v'shoigik. There, the Gemara means faket. He can't get involved in the hatzola because if he'll get involved, he'll forget that it's Shabbos. So b'meila, so he might be mechaber v'shoigik. So Memela, so we say, so we tell him, don't get involved. So he stands there and he sees his wealth goes up in flames. What'll he do? He'll say, Boch Dain Emes. But he won't. It's on the sign that it's Yochel Amid Boy. Aval al Meisoy mitztayr b'yoyser. But on the Meis, that does ken a sich nish serikal. The Leishor is lay osi lechabuye b'meizin. If you won't be matter, that he should be metaltal, the mace, So Memela, so then he this is on the sewing is the Epshe Yochel Amid boy. So they'll be Mechaber B'meizid. Therefore they were matter, in order to avoid this, they were matter Tiltum in Atzad or other Rishayim if there's not, there's no Tomitis, Afila Tiltum Behedyeh.